Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
My guest on Business Matters on Highland Radio is Zara Montgomery, founder of Snapshot Live. Delighted to have you on the program, Zara. And first of all, Snapshot Live, give us the old elevator pitch. Just explain what exactly it is.
Thank you. Well, I'm Zara Montgomery Music, and I am the front woman of the new wedding band, corporate events band, Snapshot Live. We are a new entertainment business here in the Northwest, hoping to cater for every bride and groom in the Northwest of Ireland. We're a one-stop shop as well for all your music needs on your wedding day. I provide ceremony music, drinks reception music, your band and DJ, so all your music needs on your day. We also hope to customize and curate your day to your own needs as well.
So traditionally, people thinking of a wedding, a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of planning, and they might think, okay, we're going to get X who's going to provide the music in the church or the chapel or the hotel for the ceremony initially. And then, as you say, there can be a drinks reception. Then there's the band at the wedding. Then there's the DJ. So it could involve four or five maybe different calls, different musicians who may not even know each other, so a lot of time and effort, but essentially you're bringing it all together and you can tailor make a package to suit people. That's it in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, exactly. I'm in the music industry and the wedding industry for about 20 years now myself, and I saw a niche in the market. As a bride myself in 2022, when I planned my own wedding day, there were so many suppliers to go to. You had people to contact and recontact before the day. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be so much easier if you had one person to contact for your music? One email instead of having to go find all your different suppliers. And as I have so much experience in the business as it is, I'm able to provide a professional service for your full day, so you don't have to worry or panic about anything. It's such a big difference for me whenever I was planning my own wedding. It would just be great to have that facility and that opportunity for the future brides and grooms out there.
So what was it during the actual planning of your own wedding back in 2022 that this first thought really began?
Yes, we got engaged during the pandemic, actually, in a lockdown of 2020. And so we had plenty of time to start organizing the wedding for 2022. And I noticed that I was having to contact a lot of people and a lot of suppliers. It's a lot of work, a lot of writing down, taking notes and numbers. And the idea kind of grew from there. I have been in plenty of bands myself and stage theatre shows and whatnot. And I was in a rock band for quite a number of years myself. So the idea kind of organically came together for me, and it just made sense to finally offer a full day package, as I already offer ceremony and drinks reception music. So I thought I would take the plunge and go for it, and go for the full day package and be able to customize and curate your own music for your day. I have plenty of packages available. It's not a one size fits all for every bride and groom, you know. Everybody's got different tastes in music as well, and every event is different too. So we are four professional musicians. I've got myself three very, very talented and skilled musicians working beside me. And we've all played many different types of gigs. So it's great. You can have your jives, you can have country music, you can have pop, rock, whatever you want. As I said, not one size fits all for brides and grooms. So I'm hoping to set up packages that you're able to kind of curate your own favorite type of music and favorite styles and pick your own set list for your night and everything. So it's really very, very individual.
So the idea was there, you thought about it for a while, and then when did you really take the plunge and actually say, yes, I'm going for this, and when did you launch it?
So we officially launched the band on the 30th March, Easter Saturday. So we played our first gig, and we are going to be playing throughout the summer. So if there's any brides and grooms that want to come and see us, we will be providing showcases throughout the summer. I think it's very important that, you know, brides and grooms get to come and see us and talk to us. We would love to talk to brides and grooms as well. But yes, we started practicing and I started rehearsing and putting this all together maybe last year, around August time. And we've been working through the set list, different set lists, and learning different songs for them. And as I said, now during the summer, we're going to be putting on plenty of showcases so that brides and grooms can come and see us.
Now, the name of it is Snapshot Live. So there's an online presence, and it's a great way of getting the word out there. So tell us a little bit about the name, how you came upon to choose that.
Well, it was, I would love to say that it was easy and it just came to us, but there were many polls put up on our WhatsApp group, so there was, and it was really narrowed down until Snapshot stood out. I feel like the name of the band kind of gives you an idea of what we are. We're kind of a snapshot of your whole day, giving you everybody their individual experience of as well for their music. So I think it worked well for the name, for the band.
And tell us a little bit more about the other band members.
Yes, so we've got Daniel Breslin from Donegal Town, who's a well-known musician in the area. He's been in many, many bands himself throughout the years and the decades, and he's got his degree in music as well. We've got Siggy Van Wallendale, who is actually from Belgium, and we are very, very lucky to have his skills and talents as our drummer. And then lastly, we have my fabulous husband, Michael Gillespie, on bass as well, because I couldn't do this without him. He has been such a great support for me over the years. And it was really him that said, like, I should do this. And he's been such a great support on this and would stand behind me through thick and thin with it. I already actually have him. He's played plenty of weddings with me already. With the ceremony and drinks reception. He also is a very talented double bass player as well, and guitar player. So we've had the privilege of playing at many a wedding together now as well. And it's great fun, and it's something different. And we've had a lot of comments saying that it's just very, very different up here. They haven't seen anything like this up in the Northwest, up in Donegal. So we're hoping to provide something a little bit different as well.
Yeah, so obviously that wealth of experience is invaluable. And no doubt when people will come to you to get advice, I suppose it's fair to say some people might come with some ideas of what sort of music that they think they would like, but maybe they need to sit down and think it through and think about the guests who are going to be there. And no doubt you can give them a few pointers and make suggestions as well.
Yes, I do. I've abundance of knowledge in this area. I've done all my training myself. I've got 4 grade 8s. I have a double honours degree in music. I've got a master's in music, which was in performance. So it is. So I have a wealth of knowledge in the music side of things. I've also been, as I said, in lots of bands. I'm currently in the Seeger Sessions Revival as well at the moment. And so we've got plenty of knowledge on all things music. And as I said, I've been in the wedding industry for 20 years. And yes, you have all different types of brides and grooms that come to me. Some people have no knowledge of music, which is absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you pick your perfect music for your day. And also, I always happy to learn new songs or to learn a song that's really personal to the bride and groom, because I'm all about the personal touch on your wedding day. It's so important to show your personality and to put your personality into your own wedding day and to celebrate the day as well with like your favorite song or a song that you've, your first kiss or your first dance or whatever it is. So I love to learn new songs if that means that it's that bit more personal for the bride and groom too. So that's what we're hoping to do with the wedding band as well, being able to provide personal set lists for your bride and groom. So they're thinking about their guests. They might have guests that are older, or like to jive, or they might have some real rockers in their in their guests, in their company, or they might have, they're people who really love their pop music. We hope that we have got our dance medley as well. There's lots of fun stuff, lots of 90s, lots of noughties music, lots of 80s music. It's a really fun set list, I think, that we've picked for our brides and grooms.
And music is so important at a wedding. You speak to people about weddings maybe that happened years ago, and often people will say, the music was great at that wedding, and sometimes they remember the wedding as much and even base it on how good the music is, because, as you say, that's part of the atmosphere. It's the bringing to people together. So even from the very word go, the music is so important on that big day.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. There are a few things that you want to tick off on your wedding day. Food being very high up there and music being very, very high up there on the list as well. I think it really creates, as you said, the ambience of the day. It provides the feel of the day for your ceremony. It's the personal touches, and it's the music. I love the music of your day to complement what's going on in your service. Whereas, if it's a mass or a service, a humanist service, civil, spiritual, I've done them all, and each one, I'm always trying to make them as individual and personal for the bride and groom. So it just reflects the moment. And then for the drinks reception, I've always done the same. I always watch what the guests are really tuning into when I'm playing. And I like to play to the crowd and provide a little bit of background music, but also just get the vibe, get the vibe going and get the ambience going for the day. The drinks reception really sets up the tone for your evening. And then, of course, trying to get people to get up after a full belly of food in the evening is no easy feat. But I think we have the songs that will get you on the dance floor from the get-go.
And do you find sometimes during maybe different parts of the wedding that, you probably have a semi-set plan or order that you think are going to go, but you might tweak it or adjust it maybe to speed things up or slow things down, or, maybe to get more response from people. So again, you're judging by what you're looking out at.
Absolutely. Yeah, that comes with experience. I have been watching, again, I play in pubs and clubs as well. I have been for a decade or more, and you get to know people's body language and what people are enjoying and what they're not enjoying. So I do find that's it's a good skill to have as the front person of a wedding band as well. You want the guests to be having a great time.
So let's just rewind. You're from Donegal town, living in Letterkenny, but we'll go right back to sort of the days when you left school. Obviously, music was a part of your life. You've mentioned that you've studied music, and tell us a little bit more about your path to end up with a career in the music sector.
Yeah, so it all begins with my mother. She is an organ player for my church, and she recognized that I had musical ability and a real passion for love from a very, very young age, and sent me to piano lessons at a young age, and then singing lessons when they became available as well. And so I did all my grades as I wanted to go to college to study music myself. I always knew from a young age that whatever I did, I would want to be in music. So I studied In Maynooth, in the University of Maynooth for my undergrad, and I went to the University of Ulster then for my master's in music. And I was going to go on to do a H-step to teaching for secondary school, but of course I joined a rock band instead for 7 years. So that was a passion point of mine for many, many years.
Yeah, might as well name drop on the band for people I'm sure will remember.
Oh, of course. Everybody knows Paul Ward and the Humble Earthworms. So we were, myself and my now husband, were very, very lucky to join that band. And it was such a wonderful, wonderful time for us. And we learned so much. And it was a great experience playing with Paul and Stephen. So it was, we have many, many fond memories now playing with them. It was a great time. And I was very, very lucky that myself and Michael have been in other big stage bands as well. We were in Kintra in the late noughties, the early tens, and we also were in Sumpus after that. And we had the privilege of touring the world with that. We were at Milwaukee Irish Fest, and we opened the Olympics when they were here in London. We were in Belfast for the torch of the Olympics and over in Derry as well. So a couple of experiences that will never leave my memory, as they were so, so fantastic. And then in recent years, just after COVID, an old member of Kintra actually got in contact with us, Chris Spears from the Logues, as he wanted to start a passion project of his own. So it was the Cedar Sessions Revival, and that is a 13-piece band. And there's a lot of talented musicians in that project, and it is so much fun to play with them as well. So I have been blessed my whole life. Not many people can say that now. I've been blessed my whole life to work with amazing musicians and to surround myself with just talent everywhere I go. I'm just overwhelmed with the amount of talent in Donegal, and the fact that I've got to play with so many of them has been an absolute honour. So it has. So I'm just delighted now that I get to take all of these experiences, take all this wealth of knowledge that I have gained over 20 years. I'm only 36, but 20 years. And now I apply to my own wedding band and starting my own band finally. I'm very excited for it. We need more women in business. We need more women in music, and showing that we can all do it ourselves as well.
You mentioned there you did quite a lot of travelling, and it's great. It broadens horizons, and you see different cultures. You pick up many things. Very rewarding in so many ways. But also, when you're on the road a lot, it can be, people might think, oh, this is really wonderful. But also, it can be very tiring and can take quite a lot out of you. So trying to get a little bit of a work-life balance, I suppose, is important as well.
Absolutely. Luckily, I got to do all this traveling when I was in my 20s. So I was a lot younger and a lot less tired. But no, it was an amazing experience. And as you said, I got to experience lots of different cultures. I've experienced lots of different types of music as well. I've come across, played lots of Irish music, lots of traditional music. And now, as I said, I'm playing a lot of bluegrass with the Seeger Sessions. I've played a lot of rock and pop. I've played jazz and swing, and we're hoping to have a little bit of that even in the wedding day package as well, that you have the option of a jazz trio for your drinks reception. I just think it's a very cool idea. So I've all of this traveling and experience has brought me back to here. And I'm hoping now with really putting this passion of mine for weddings and wedding music, I'm hoping that this will be my full-time job going forward. And I'm very, very excited for that, to really put all my efforts into this as well.
Now, the idea of a one-stop shop in many different sectors is well proven, and there are similar ideas in the music world in many other countries. But here in the Northwest, you're taking a step forward here, and no doubt, while Donegal will be the initial primary target, I'm sure you're prepared to do a bit of travel.
Yeah, we've done plenty of travelling in the past, and I have no problem travelling around the beautiful Isle of Ireland. So I am for brides and grooms. So, but as you said, There is a niche in the market up here in Donegal, as I said, with my knowledge of weddings and music and events and whatnot. I think it'll be a breath of fresh air for the Northwest.
When it comes to referrals, word of mouth is so important. And at a lot of weddings, a lot of the guests there are potential brides and brides-to-be in years to come. And if they remember the music from a day, well, they could be the people who are contacting you.
Absolutely, yeah. Every wedding that I play at, anytime brides and grooms contact me, an awful lot of the time it's, you played at my friend's wedding, you played at my cousin's wedding, and that's very hard for me. So a lot of this works on word of mouth, so it does. So I do would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the brides and grooms, past brides and grooms of mine that have given me great reviews and have passed on my name and number to other people, because it is such a great help, and it helps get my name out there, and it helps people to get in contact for their day as well.
If somebody is contacting you for the first time, do you meet up with them and sort of sit down and go through plans initially to get a picture of what they want?
Yes, I'm on all social media platforms, or they can get me via my email as well. It's montgomerymusic@gmail.com. I get inquiries both those ways all the time. Whenever a bride and groom gets in contact, I'm happy to answer any questions of theirs. As it is, there's a lot to think about for your day, and that's where I'm here to help. Yep. So I am. So they can contact me as much or as little as they need to. I usually will set up a proper meeting coming up to the wedding a couple of months in advance, either in person or through Zoom, whichever suits the bride and groom themselves. And we talk through the music, every aspect of the music, from your ceremony music to your drinks reception to your band and DJ.
And are there any common pitfalls or particular do's and don'ts that you would have as advice for people?
Biggest advice for your music on your wedding day would be, for myself anyway, to pick music that reflects you as a person, you know, your personality. I always find they're always the best weddings, you know, the best kind of ambience, the best setting the tone of the day, is setting your own tone of music that you like. Now, a couple of don'ts is picking lots of secular music if you're having a mass ceremony, for example. You always should talk to your priest, and I'm very, very adamant that people do talk to their priest that will be doing the wedding for them, as it's very important to incorporate their opinions as well. A lot of priests won't allow secular music, that's non-religious music, during the ceremony, but you can have it for your sign of the register and exit most of the time. So I do always say, just check with your priest and get the okay from them before we could move on, you know, to finalise the music. Yeah. As far as your band, the evening music, again, go with your personal taste, absolutely. That's the main thing. I always say to brides and grooms, if you're on the dance floor, there'll be other people on the dance floor with you. So you enjoy your music. You dance to the music that you want to for the night. And if you have to have a wee look at your guest list as well to see, you know, there might be different tastes there, we can accommodate that as well.
And is there a general sort of formula when it comes to working out the time when you've the band on and then the band stops and you kind of maybe go on to the DJ later on? Would you have that all worked out in advance that the band's going to go 2 hours and then you'll do the DJ for the last hour and a half, or does it vary?
That would be pretty bang on there. So it would. The main thing that we would check is the venue. So it depends if you're in a venue in the north or if you're in a venue in the south, because your closing times are slightly different. So that means that our starting times and end times would be slightly different as well. But yes, we would always check with the venue first to make sure, and things like having your speeches after your meal or before your meal can affect it as well. If you're up at the top table, for example, and you need to move or leave stage, So a couple of things like that to keep in consideration. But again, I would talk to you in the month or two coming up to the wedding to finalise all those little details, just so that the whole thing runs very smoothly. We're actually a very concise setup, so we have minimal gear and maximum output. So it means that we can get set up and get partying as quickly as possible. And then, as I said before, I've played many weddings in a band before, and I do find that playing up until the buffet is being served is a great time, because it gives everybody a bit of a break, and then you get back and either we finish our set list or you're coming back to the DJ again, depending on the venue and time allocations.
Now, as well as the traditional weddings in the church or the chapel, we've seen a rise in civic weddings, and you mentioned there are humanist weddings, and again, there might be people here who are perhaps looking for a bit of advice on this, and they are becoming more popular. So again, this is something that people maybe need a bit of direction on.
Yeah, yes, I have given advice to friends, family, strangers, really, random people. Any advice that they need, I am a wealth of knowledge when it comes to ceremony music. I've played at every type of ceremony you can think of. I've played indoors, I've played outdoors, you know. I have worked with so many fabulous celebrants, and we are blessed with the amount of amazing celebrants that we have here in the Northwest. We have got spiritualist celebrants. We've got humanist celebrants. We've got wonderful civil celebrants as well. They're all fantastic at their jobs. I have all their contact details, so I do as well. So it's an easy to pass on the information. And also there's wonderful priests and ministers up here as well. Not to forget them, obviously, as well, which I work with quite closely and get on with very well. So,
now, away from the whole wedding music scene, it'll be important for you and your business, the corporate sector, events, maybe launches of products or parties, so different areas as well that you will see as possibly as revenue earning too?
Absolutely, absolutely. We want to be a real band, a live band, one that you can come and see, firstly as brides and grooms even. We will be playing monthly in the county, so you get in contact through any of the pages, and we'll be able to let you know when our next gig is, so you can come and see us. But for the corporate and events, yes, we are already getting requests, and we're already getting inquiries about different dinner dances, different corporate events, it's very, very exciting, so it is. And I think our set list is just a bit different as well. So it's not the same songs you're used to. There's plenty of nostalgia in there, plenty of new songs, and it's female fronted power pop as well. It's really good fun, really good dancing.
If you were doing this 10 or 15 years ago, you wouldn't have the advantage of social media. So when you're out there now, obviously there's clips of the band and little excerpts that you can put up and post. And that's a great way of giving people, if they make an inquiry, you can say, well, look, here's an example. And in turn, that can help generate more business.
Yes, absolutely. I have loads of my own videos up online for people to check out. But yes, as I said, we had our first gig there on the 30th of March. We actually had a live reel for that, and we have wedding promo videos in the works at the moment that we will have out summertime, and we've got a couple of different reels coming out as well. So we're always hoping to be putting out our live music, so you get to see it. We are a live band, and I'm very much trying to push that as well. So I am. So you get to see us as a live band.
And over the years, Zara, have you had much of your own original material, or has it tended to be more covers, or what sort of mix has there been?
I'm very, very lucky. I get to a great mix of music. in my own personal life. I don't really write myself too much now, but my wonderfully talented and skilled husband, Michael Gillespie Music, has been writing music for a long, long time, and he has released 2 albums, so he has. So you can check him out on Spotify. And, of course, I don't know now if he was pressured to make me part of his original materials, but I'm on his albums, and I perform with him whenever he's doing his original material as well. So, but it's lovely to be able to play original music as well. It's a great passion point of his, so it is. So,
you mentioned the influence of your mother in your younger days. In terms of musicians who influenced you and music genres, what was your passion in the early days?
My upbringing was, obviously, I suppose everybody is influenced by their parents' music taste. But my parents were big Rod Stewart fans. They were very big Eagles fans, Beatles fans. But the one that stuck with me the most as a child, and if you come to see us play, you can kind of tell, but Queen and Freddie Mercury would be my own favorite band and my favorite performer of all time. When I was young, I used to sing every Queen song going in the car or in front of a mirror, and I used to pretend that I was Freddie Mercury. But Freddie Mercury would be my idol, to say the least.
And would you have any one particular song that is your favourite?
Well, my karaoke song is Somebody to Love. Not an easy one, but it's my karaoke song because I don't get to play it out in pubs because it's too slow, too mid-tempo for a normal pub set, or for, I can't put it into any wedding sets or anything like that either. So I like to sing it at karaoke. But we do have a Queen song or two in our set list as well, because I couldn't not have a little bit of Queen in the set list, and I do like to sing a little bit of Queen any night I'm out as well.
And there are certain songs that pretty much everybody knows that, you know, everybody will get up and more or less join in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anybody not sit down for a little bit of Crazy Little Thing Called Love. I've sang I Want to Break Free a few times, and the imaginary Hoovers come out, so they do in the pub. So I think it's a fairly iconic band and very iconic music as well. So I would love to do more, honestly.
And away from music, if you're getting some wind down time yourself and just maybe switching off, or any particular interests?
Our particular interest probably would be water. Well, I like water, so I like to surf, I like to kayak, I like to paddleboard. Make use of the lovely Donegal coastline that we have and our wonderful lakes and the ocean. So I spend a lot of my free time on water, so I do.
If we were to gaze into the crystal ball, where would you like to be in 3 or 5 years' time in terms of the whole evolution of Snapshot Live, and where are you heading?
Hopefully in 3 to 5 years we will have a good base here in Donegal and in the Northwest. Hopefully more people will know our names. Hopefully our name will be on the tip of people's tongues whenever they are recommending wedding bands to their friends or their family. That would be the dream, so it would. I would love to be, as I said, I've got many jobs as a self-employed person, self-employed musician, so it would be lovely to focus in the energy a little bit and finally focus on the thing that I really do love doing, and that is playing at weddings. I've always had this passion from a very young age. The joy that it brings me to know that a bride and groom are happy on their wedding day, that I've provided a professional service to them, is a feeling like no other. It's such a great feeling. So it is, and I love doing it. And I love hearing from the bride and groom after the wedding and just saying that the music really made their day feel so much more special to them, and that it was really personal. That brightens and lightens my life, so it does. So I really, really do enjoy that, and I love talking to, I'm a very, very sociable person. I love talking two brides and grooms, and yeah, it's always been my favorite job. I've got great loads of great jobs, but this has always been my favorite job.
Now, in conclusion, you touched on there a lot of musicians, self-employed. Sometimes people have to have other jobs, and the music is a hobby or maybe an add-on. But you're in a position now, you know, what better a thing to be doing than, you know, full-time, doing something you really enjoy, developing a business. I take it it's ticking all the boxes that you really want, but it still takes a lot of hard work.
It does. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of years to build the experience, to build the knowledge, to build the contacts. Even, you know, so it's a long road. But I have been on this road for a long time, so I am very pleased with where I am now in life. And yeah, it has been. I've been working towards this for my whole adult life. I've always been quite lucky. I've played normal gigs, but I've always had these kind of big, amazing bands that I've been in as well. At 19, 20 years old, I was in Kintra, going to America from Milwaukee. When I was in Funtis at 21, 22, 23 years old, I was, as I said, playing at with the Olympic torch with 12,000 people in front of me. And then after COVID, getting to have this experience again, going to London and playing in the Button Factory with the Seeger Sessions and ticking off a lot of venues that I've always wanted to play in. So it's been a wild ride, I have to say. So I may continue. I do love it dearly, so I do. So it's great to see the fruits of my labour, finally. It's been a lot of hard work.
And that was Zara Montgomery of Zara Montgomery Music, who is the frontwoman of the recently established wedding and corporate events band Snapshot Live. Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters. Many thanks for tuning in. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.